This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the arena with Alejandro Emmerich Jones. Man, this has been an incredible broadcast today. We've had some amazing guests on. And we're just getting started. You know, this last Friday, I saw it in my box, in my little, you know, email box, and I didn't watch it because I was too busy. And then I watched it Saturday morning. And it made me physically sick because when I watched it, tens of thousands of pieces of data came into my little brain. And I remembered all the leftist shows celebrating the euthanasia of Down syndrome people, humans. And, you know, if we kill the least of us, and I'm not saying the least of us, but that's a Christ quote. We see it as the least of us. We've done that to Christ. And so, we're going to air that coming up in the last segment of this hour. And, I mean, I checked it. It's got like 100,000 views a few days ago. Can we look it up, see what it has now? The damn thing needs 50 million views. And I'm not bitching at anybody that doesn't have 50 million views. I'm just saying they're euthanizing Down syndrome humans. You feel safe at night knowing they're doing that, right? I sure as hell don't. Yeah, 183,000 views now. They literally put her on a bioethics chart because you know what's worse than being white, right? In the official bioethics boards of a lot, I don't know how many, but it's a lot of them. I don't have the statistics because they're not out. It's just a lot of your big hospital groups do not give medical care to white people now, whether it's monoclonal antibodies, you name it. And they say right there, I've heard Dutch TV, British TV, they're like, hey, you're a Down syndrome man. Yeah, I am. You know, you cost five times more in the welfare on average. Why the hell did you leftists create welfare to get rid of families so you could then say, let's cut people off because we're collectivists? Oh, you're a conservative. You don't get heart surgery. Oh, you didn't take a vaccine. You don't get a kidney. You don't get, yeah. No, we know what you're doing. You're getting this dependent on you so you can cut stuff off. We know. That makes you leftists feel real good to kill a Down syndrome person. On record, oh, sorry, she's Down syndrome. She ain't getting medical care. We need to get rid of this lady. And that's what Bayer Pharmaceutical, 14 years ago, they settled the cases, and the documents were put out. Part of the settlement, because the families didn't want a bunch of money, they wanted to stop, unlike other people that sue everybody. And it was in France, it was in Australia, and a couple other Canada. They firebombed the Hemophiliac Society for exposing it, but that didn't stop them, that didn't intimidate them. And they released the documents where in Australia and France, the executives were talking to each other, and they said, well, we've infected millions of ampules of factor VIII with HIV and hepatitis, and it's going to be a death sentence for millions of people. And the head guy came back and said, there's too many hemophiliacs, let's get rid of them. And they went, yeah, let's do it. Oh my God. So now, because you bleed too much, you get to die. Or because you got an extra chromosome, you get to die. Yeah, I got an idea. How about the people that want to kill everybody start dying? Because I don't need to kill people to feel powerful. I've already got all that genetics. I've already got all that handled. That's like low-level stuff I got. It's in the arsenal. It's sitting right there. It's the best you can get. The best at war, the best at killing, the best at operations, the best at everything that's low level. But you know what's harder? Growing crops, taking care of children, designing technology, stepping up for weak people. That's what's hard. Not all you people that think screwing over weak people, that's not strong. Now, there's one thing I do before I'm dead. We are going to get you people that have done this to all these innocents, and you're going to pay hard for what you've done. I swear in front of God, on the altar of God, as Thomas Jefferson did, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. All right, we'll come back and hit more news. There's so much to hit. in T-minus 60 seconds. But every day we're on is a precious day. The enemy's getting ready to turn the power off next. Get ready for the fake cyber attack.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
All right, folks, I got some really big news to hit right now on this Tuesday emergency broadcast. It is so incredibly intense. You know, I didn't let the COVID news, even though that's central, get in the way of the big broadcast today. I hit all the other news. The martial law in Canada, which is a response of humans fighting the COVID tyranny. The Russia pulling the troops back from the border and the media trying to spin that. The Durham investigation. And so much more. But, wow. I mean, the news I'm seeing here is just beautiful human resistance to tyranny basically everywhere. And that's a great thing. But we can sit here and fight tyranny all day until we realize something that's really important in my view. And that's that 90% of people serving evil actually believe those of us that are fighting them are the evil ones. And so I just want to reach out to those new listeners and people that are tuning in wanting to find out what this Alex Jones thing's about today. Just to listen to me really, really carefully. Most of you, I guess, didn't get a chance growing up to run into this information and didn't get the head start I did. But believe me, I know what I'm talking about. And believe me, all I want is good for you and good for me and good for us together into the future. And the people you're serving in the Democratic Party or the corporate systems worldwide are out to get you and are like robots. They don't have any empathy and they don't care about you and they don't want to empower the oppressed. They don't want to empower humanity because they're weak. It's hard to care about people. It's hard to be informed. But the lazy just join with evil. And I know a lot of average low-level people join with evil too. That's the big trick that the upper echelon of evil sells to the low-level echelons of evil. Go ahead and be corrupt. Go ahead and be evil. You'll get ahead. But you're not getting ahead. You are digging your grave and our collective graves deeper and deeper by the minute as you do that. Now, I was sitting there as we came back from break looking for my COVID stack because it's like 5 inches thick. And I don't know why. I don't know why I can't find it. It's just too much. But I do have the clips here, at least. Look, there's only like 25 of these that are all insane. But here's a big one. I've seen this medical doctor on Australian national TV. But he sounds like he's British. He's got a British accent. He's a medical doctor, and I've seen him for the last year and a half warning what was happening. But the point is that when I was sent this on Twitter this morning by a friend, I went there, and it said, sorry, you can't see this. It's not just, oh, this is dangerous. Click here if you want to not go to it. Click here if you want to. It was, oh, this is dangerous. You can't see it. So then I searched what I saw in the headline and found another link But it said, oh, you can't share this. This is disinformation. Like I'm a two-year-old and can't decide for myself what's true. In fact, I got a screenshot of it right here. I'll pull it up. Now, of course, what did I do when this happened this morning? I got mad, and I sent it out to about 20 people I know. You'd pass all the dog and kid photos. I got my phone here since this morning. I take so many photos. But, overhead shot this for me. This is what it says on the 1 minute, 53-second video. If you can zoom in on that a little bit more. It says, learn why health officials consider COVID-19 vaccines safe for most people. And then it says, this tweet cannot be replied to, shared, or liked. Now, what's he calling for? He's calling for Nuremberg 2. So what did I do when they did that? I sent to the producers to grab the high-quality clip, and then I sat there on a group text to more than 100 major talk show hosts I know, including Joe Rogan, and I sent them that link. Now, you could do that with your friends and family. That action, because I'm already seeing the effects, will be many times bigger than me talking about it today. And I just point that out that even though I've got a big show, and even though I've got this awesome audience of activists, it's the stuff I do in the dirt, at the point-blank range is what I call it, that has the biggest effect, just like you are. And I'm here to tell you, and I pat you on the head and say, you're amazing. I'm not just saying that because you feel good about it. You are everything. When you decide to move, when you decide to take action, when you decide you're not laying down anymore, I can feel your strength. And it makes me stronger, and I make you stronger, and that is our communal spirit of liberty and freedom the Holy Spirit gave us. We're not just meant to commune with God. God is meant to direct us, energize us, and then we connect to others. And that forms the body of Christ. And it's strong. And it's got the future in its hand. And it's got the destiny of our children and the will of who we are. And this satanic New World Order telling us we're racist and we're ugly and we're bad and we're genetically inferior and we need Big Pharma to save us is a lie. And it must be and it will be resisted by simply saying, no, I see through you. And I want to be persecuted by Google and Twitter and Facebook. I want to be lied about. I want to be attacked. Not because it's fun, but because I know that I'm in the fight when I'm getting hit. If you're laying out on the beach, not a care in the world, counting all your little monies in the bank, are you really happy? And the answer is no. Those people are all empty as hell, always chasing something that doesn't exist. But when you're in the arena, when you're in the fight, when you're in God's will, when you're following that journey, when you're in that river of God's consciousness, you are so empowered and so enlightened and so fulfilled and so strong, it's embarrassing. Because you realize it's not you, it's millisecond by millisecond that are like eons in God's mind, God just empowering every atom in your body, everything in your soul. You literally exist because God, millisecond to millisecond, is creating you in his mind. That's incredible. And that's what you want to be part of forever. Because God is not a God of slavery, but of free will. And if you reject that consciousness, God will spit you out. And the worst thing in eternity, the worst thing in existence in all dimensions, is separation from God. Here is the censored video they don't want you to see about Nuremberg 2.
The science is settled. There's an overwhelming consensus that nothing worked. Nothing could work, nothing did work, and nothing will work. That includes the vaccinations, which are not just unnecessary, experimental, untested, and are actually killing people. I want to take this moment to point a finger directly at the principal cause of why we're all here today. And it's not the government. No, it's us physicians who have been intimidated by our colleges, both provincially and internationally. If physicians had not been intimidated by the very body that's supposed to protect you from me, if they'd been allowed to speak their mind, without the threat of losing their income and their positions, then an individual patient, such as you and me, in a closed examining room, would have been told the truth.
Right.
The truth. They have been denied that ability to do that. We have had that for centuries. The two principal medical ethics have been trampled on by this government. First, do no harm, and informed consent.
Mm-hmm.
First, do no harm is being trampled on.
Yes.
The mandates have killed, as we've heard, more people, many more people than they've saved. But informed consent, I would put it to you, how can you give informed consent if you are not informed?
Mm-hmm.
And you have been denied information intentionally
right.
by the colleges that are supposed to protect you.
Yes.
So I say this, putting a point on it, the colleges of physicians and surgeons across this country and internationally are co-conspirators yes. with government in state-sanctioned murder. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Dr. Roger Hodgson is a pathologist in Ottawa, Canada, but he's been speaking about what's happening in Australia and the UK, the US, you name it. And he's come out and said you have a violation of the Nuremberg Code and the doctors that have gone along with this are guilty as well. And they don't want the censored clip of him saying you are guilty. So is big tech. So is big pharma, but also the doctors that know what's happening and are scared to tell people, their cowardice now makes them people that are aiding and abetting this eugenics depopulation operation, where they hope to corrupt the medical community by getting them involved in this evil. For once they've covered up this lie, well, now they'll cover up any lie. The clip is so important. We're going to post it to InfoWars.com. I hope you share the clip. Now, separately, here's some of the other news we've got. This is just amazing. This is a real photo here in the United States. It's the levels of social credit. No, it's not the actual social credit score on your phone that Klaus Schwab's pushing or that Justin Trudeau's announced with martial law in Canada, but it's the same idea. Vax required for indoor seating. Booster shot required for bar seating. Thank you. It's the new religion. Have you paid your indulgences? So, oh, I got three shots. You only got two. That's not too fun, is it? You know, I'm better than you. When you're so unsuccessful in life that injecting yourself every few months with something gives you meaning, it's genuinely sad. Funny, but also sad. That's right. Here's another one. Just like a few weeks ago with Magic Johnson, the mayor of L.A. and the governor of the state didn't wear their masks and said, oh, we held our breath during it. Well, they got caught again, I guess, holding their breath. Don't hold your breath if they ever tell the truth. Los Angeles has an indoor mask mandate. This is the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. The Super Bowl, he's indoors. He also is maskless. Do not ever take these people seriously. And folks are doing skywriting now. Unmask our kids. Absolutely. Oh, and they just showed some of the Hollywood elites. Go back to that video. Oh, they're better than us. They support all the tyranny, but they don't have to wear the mask or take the shots. But if you don't, well, you're going to starve to death and go to jail. You're not like P. Diddy or 50 Cent or Matt Damon. All a bunch of wannabe elitist sitting around feeling powerful like LeBron James, like, you know, you're part of the winning crew now, says Ben Affleck. And again, I'm not mad at all these people. A lot of them are actually anti-mask. Continuing. I comply because I want it to end, the woman says to her. It's because you comply that it will never end. Absolutely. What does Zbigniew Brzezinski say? The technotronic era involves the gradual appearance of a more controlled society, such as society would be dominated by the elite, unrestricted by traditional values. Soon it will be possible to assert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen and maintain up-to-date complete files containing every and even the most personal information about the citizen. These files will be subjected to instantaneous retrieval by the authorities between two ages, 1970. And it goes on. The child swim meet's telling them, if you don't have all the shots and we don't check your passport, you can't be part of the swim team. 50 million doses of vaccine recalled for causing false HIV positives. It's not false HIV positives. And this is the next big story. This is confirmed by medical doctors and people I've talked to that are about to come on air. And, of course, the discoverer of HIV said it. Hi, Katina. Katia, I hope you don't mind messaging you here about the recent HIV article you shared, as an InfoWars article. I don't think I can comment publicly about it. Thank you, regulated profession, medical worker. But myself and colleagues are starting to see AIDS-like conditions in our practices. Mouth sores, skin sores, night sweats, tonsillitis that doesn't respond to antibiotics. Dramatic weight loss, bloodshot eyes. When these people go to hospital, they're being told that, quote, their immune systems are shot, close quote, and the doctors don't really know what to do about it, apart from try different medication. One of my patients with this told the consultant they were hadn't felt right after the second dose, and suddenly the testing was a lot more. And he goes on, we're only seeing this sort of thing in the vaxxed people. This is what someone just popped this into my local stand in the park group. Because, you know, you got to do stuff privately in secret messages now. Not allowed to talk. I mean, after all, we're being watched by all the authorities that we take our shots, do what we're told, and get sick and die. After all, I mean, the head of BlackRock, Mr. Fink, Larry Fink, is a depopulationist. And it's his earth. He took it over. You need to die. You're obsolete. And he knows you will. He's better than you. He knows he's going to win. He knows you'll submit. He knows you'll give your children shots when they're dying of HIV type and stuff. You'll get attention for it and, you know, do marathons that raise money for him, but you won't actually stop it. No, he knows you'll roll over to him. He knows that you are his prey. Dad, why are they called boosters? Because they boost profits for Big Pharma, son. We want only vaccinated tenants in our vaccinated community. That replaces. We only want white tenants for our white community. And this is definitely all about that. COVID stand discrimination. Got to say no to Fauci. And it goes on and on and on. You know, I meant to play this video. Maybe when we come in with this Putin interview I want to air. You actually hear what he had to say a few weeks ago. Now they pull the Russian troops off their own border. I want to play this guy where he explains, you are now listed in the social credit score for punishment. Yes. Meanwhile, Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, tests positive for COVID-19 despite being triple jabbed, and the future King of England, he's sick too. What a load of crap. If you think they took that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Then there's this video. I should have led the show with this. Biden declares personal freedom doesn't exist and comes second to COVID mandates. That's what tyrants always do. They claim there's some group right, then they take your personal rights, and then you find out you're in a total death camp. Vox reports, no handshakes, please. The tech industry is terrified of the coronavirus. So drag queen story time can happen with your kids. They can teach your kids to take Prozac and Ritalin. But, and in California, you can legally give somebody AIDS knowingly. That's HIV or hepatitis knowingly. But you can't shake hands. That is a crime. But don't worry. There's massive exploding HIV diagnoses now. Be sure and take your shot. So I've got Chrissy Lee's report coming up. I've got this very important Putin thing. They call it Putin propaganda if you hear from Putin. No, I just think you're never supposed to actually hear from the Russians. So we're supposed to have nuclear war with them and all die. I thought we might actually hear what these devils are saying. That's not being a Russian agent to actually hear what people say. So I'm an American agent of Christ. I'm a guy that loves America and I'm loyal to my country, but I'm an agent of Jesus Christ. Want to know who I am? That's who I am. All right. God bless you all. We'll be right back.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at preparewithalex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest price you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as as well on super high quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, but we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs that affordable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now with the best high quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
A lot about security guarantees, and now we've seen your proposals. You also say you have no intention of invading Ukraine. So will you guarantee unconditionally that you will not invade Ukraine or any other sovereign country, or does that depend on how negotiations go? And another question, what is it do you think that the West does not understand about Russia or about your intentions? Thank you.
Speaking of the security guarantees and what it will depend upon, or if something will depend upon the negotiations, our actions will not depend on the negotiation. They will depend on the unconditional compliance with the Russian security demands today and in the historical context. In this sense, we have made it clear that any further NATO movement to the east is unacceptable. There is nothing unclear about this. We are not deploying our missiles over at the borders of the U.S. No. On the other hand, the U.S. is deploying its missiles close to our home, on there on the porch of our house. So, are we demanding something excessive? We're simply asking them not to deploy their attack systems over at our home. What is so unusual or peculiar about that? So what would the Americans think if we, for example, decided to come to the border between, say, Canada and the United States or Mexico and simply deploy our missiles over there? Well, did Mexico and the U.S. never have any territorial disputes? What about California? What about Texas? Did you forget about that? But everything seems to have calmed down. Nobody remembers those things just like the way they remember about Crimea. We try not to remember the situation in Ukraine. Who created that? Who started the crisis? Was that Lenin? Yes, when he declared the Soviet Union in 1922 and then the Constitution of 1924 following his death, was following the principles of Lenin. This is a matter of security, not just history. This is about security. It is not the negotiations that matter. It is the outcome, the result. I've reiterated this many times, and you're well aware that we said not an inch to the east. That was the NATO guarantee in 1990. So what became of that? They fooled us. We've seen 5 waves of NATO expansion. Now they are in Romania and in Poland, and they're deploying the relevant attack systems over there. That's what we're talking about. You should finally understand, we're not threatening anyone. We did not come to the US borders or to the UK borders. No, they came to our borders, and now they're saying that Ukraine will also join NATO and they will deploy their systems there. Or not just NATO, they will simply deploy it on a bilateral basis. They will deploy their military bases and their attack systems. That's what we're talking about. And you keep demanding some guarantees from us. You must give us the guarantees. It is up to you, and you must do this immediately, right now, instead of keep talking about this for decades and use this small talk and soft talk about the need for guarantees of security for everyone. This is exactly what we mean. We are not threatening anybody. And now to the second part of your question. Could you repeat that, please?
What is it that you think that the West does not understand about Russia or about your intentions?
No, yes, exactly. Well, you know, what we what you understand or what you don't understand, sometimes it seems to me that we live in two different worlds. I was speaking about very obvious things. How can you not understand that? You say you will not expand and then you keep expanding. You say we will have equal guarantees for everyone on the number of international agreements. And then we see there is no equality or no equal security. See, here's the thing. Back in 1918, one of the assistants of Woodrow Wilson, the US president, said that the whole world would feel calmer and safer if today's enormous Russia would be replaced with the states of Siberia and 4 more states in the European part of Russia. That was set in 1918, and in 1991 we separated into 12 separate parts. It seems to me that our partners were not satisfied with that. They think that Russia is attacked too large. Even the European countries have turned themselves into a union of states. They are quite small states with populations of 60 to 80 million people, but even after the dissolution of the Soviet Union, we only had 146 million people, and that is too much for the West. I think that is the only explanation for their constant pressure against us. Back in the 1990s, the Soviet Union did everything it could to build normal relations with the West, with the United States. I will keep saying this, and I will repeat for your viewers and listeners out there from the media that you represent. I didn't quite get that, but that doesn't matter. Our nuclear sites, our military nuclear sites had experts from the U.S. intelligence authorities. They were going there. That was their job, to visit the Russian military nuclear sites. They spent their whole days over there. And the Russian government had advisors from the CIA working inside of it. What else did you need? Why did you have to support the terrorists in Northern Caucasus and use the terrorist organizations to reach your goals and break down the Russian Federation? This was exactly what you were doing, and as a former director of the FSB, I know that. We were working with the double agents, and they were reporting to us on the tasks of the Western intelligence agencies. Why did you have to do that? You should have done something different, perhaps treat Russia as a possible ally and strengthen trust. But no, instead you tried to keep breaking us up, and then you started the NATO expansion to the east. We were saying, don't do that, you had promised you wouldn't. And they say, where is it put in written form? Nowhere. Well, then laugh off, and we don't care about your concerns. And every time we kept responding and trying to make obstacles, we were expressing our concerns about that. But they say no. So you can do whatever you want about your concerns. We will do whatever we need. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We witnessed 5 waves of NATO expansion. Why can't they understand? What is unclear? I believe everything is clear. We are thinking about our own security.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
I suspect even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What happened? Did she have COVID and was taken to the hospital, or what happened that day?
We had tested Grace for COVID, and she was tested positive on October 1st at home. We really didn't think anything of it because we were following the frontline doctor's protocol to a T. What happened was, is day 8 or 9, somewhere in there, she couldn't maintain her oxygen above 90% saturation. They said, we want to admit Grace to the hospital. I said, well, then I'll be staying with her. And they said, well, you can't. I said, well, what do you mean I can't? And they said, well, our hospital protocol doesn't allow you to stay in the room. I said, well, then I'll be taking Grace home. And unfortunately, they came back. You know, I say unfortunately because Grace died, but unfortunately came back 2 hours later and said, well, we decided you can stay as long as you don't leave the room. And so I said, well, that's of course fine. I mean, I'm not going anywhere, with the full expectation I was going to catch COVID from Grace. That evening, so this was the evening of October 7th, we had a little bit of an issue in that Grace was starting to get frustrated with the high-flow nasal cannula. They put this cannula on her that was shooting air up her nostrils at a high rate of pressure, and you know, she didn't want that. So then I worked with the nurses and the respiratory therapists on getting a BiPAP map to fix that problem, and ultimately it took about 3.5 hours on and off, and we finally got it situated. So the morning of October 8th, a doctor came in at 8 o'clock and said, your daughter is going to need to be on a ventilator in the next 2 hours. And I said, what is that? What is that based on? And he said, it's based on the blood gas numbers that they drew the night before. I said, what time did you draw them? He said, 11:30. So we just got done wrestling with Grace on and off for 3.5-4 hours. I said, I don't think those numbers are accurate. Her blood pressure was 235 over 135. Her heart rate was 150 beats per minute. I said, that you guys took it at the worst possible times. I said, I'd like to have those numbers taken again. And so they took them at my request, and she was, of course, fine. So we dodged the ventilator bullet. The next day, October 9th, was another fairly significant event. Grace was great. She got up. She was pretty hungry, didn't eat much the day before. And so I ordered food, started feeding her, and the nurse came running in and said, you can't do that. I said, well, what's the reason? And she said, well, because Grace's oxygen saturation is only at 85%. Remember, I told you I had my oxygen saturation meter, so I put it on her finger and it read 95%. So I called the nurse in. I said, is my meter accurate? She said, yes. I said, well, why is my $50 meter more accurate than your $50,000 meter? And she said, well, the leads get sweaty. And so these type of things happen. I said,
wow.
You got to be kidding me. I said, if you know that, why don't you just trade these leads out every 4 hours or whatever it takes so that you have an accurate reading? This is the single most important statistic that you are using to manage my daughter's care. And she snottily responded, you should just be thankful you caught this. She's on 1.4 units of Precedex. They give her 2 doses of lorazepam 3 minutes apart. And it had to be a mistake, I'm guessing. I don't know. Then at 6:15, they give her 2 milligrams of morphine as a IV push, which means they gave it to her instantly, not as a drip. The morphine package insert is so condemning to what they did. It says to not do this specifically. Don't combine it with Precedex or lorazepam because it causes death. Jessica's in the room as the advocate. At 7:20, she calls us panicking because Grace's numbers are just dropping. And so Jeff, my wife and I are, on FaceTime saying, get the nurses in. She said, Dad, I can't get them in. They won't come in. So now we're hollering, save our daughter. And they holler back, she's DNR. Do not resuscitate. That's the first we know she's
sick. This is so sick.
So, ultimately, 7 minutes go by. We watched Grace die on FaceTime at 7:27 that evening.
The 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing will one day be written in the history books as they parade celebrating the point at which the United States lost its ability to perceive reality and embrace the impending doom brought on by the selling out of its most powerful assets by a self-serving, treasonous elite class of baby boomer politicians and economic prostitutes.
I would say to our athletes, you're there to compete. Do not risk incurring the anger of the Chinese government because they are ruthless. I know there is a temptation on the part of some to speak out while they are there. I respect that, but I also worry about what the Chinese government might do to their reputations, to their families.
And nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really care, and I think that's nice that you care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just telling you a very hard...
Wait, you're saying you personally don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line.
The irony of statements like these is that the very CCP tyranny they either ignore or bow down to is already in the United States, as those rightfully exercising their First Amendment still await the communist-style circus of the January 6th committee.
You can't lock up a whole group of people and somehow identify them as terrorists in advance. A terror event on your own people to prevent terrorism, just that doesn't make sense.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism.
If you aren't up to speed, China's policy of mass genocide is skyrocketing. After killing a reported 1.2 million Tibetans,
the Chinese army continued its progress towards Lhasa in a peaceful march that the Chinese news broadcast to their people. It was with more curiosity than animosity that the Tibetan population, isolated from the world for centuries, watched the arrival of these strange invaders posing as liberators.
And imprisoning 2 million Uyghurs in the largest network of forced labor detention camps on the face of the earth.
These satellite images show the site where Tersenai says she was held, sharing a cell with 13 other women with a bucket for a toilet. And she's haunted by one image. Masked men coming down a camp corridor like this one after midnight.
They were three men. Not one, but three. They did whatever evil their mind could think of, and they didn't spare any part of my body, biting it to the extent that it was disgusting to look at.
And imprisoning 5,000 Christians, including 1,000 Christian leaders, not to mention a myriad of horrific human rights abuses against the Chinese people, including forced abortion, sterilization, and organ extractions.
For over a decade, the People's Republic of China has stood publicly accused of acts of cruelty and wickedness that match the cruelty and wickedness of medieval torturers and executioners.
It's stated with certainty that in China, forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience has been practiced for a substantial period of time. The report underscored that there were extraordinarily short waiting times for organs to be available for transplantation, and numerous websites advertised hearts, lungs, and kidneys for sale, suggesting an on-demand industry.
The Olympics themselves have been a historic ratings disaster, but NBC keeps on pushing their departure from compassion, common sense, and moral courage into the homes of any American gullible enough to sit transfixed by the brutal spectacle that is less than a decade away from having a hand in toppling Western civilization under the New World Order plan known as Agenda 2030. John Bound reporting.
The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the food. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong. And they know in the end they signed on the God of this world who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.